Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. The recent India-China bilateral talks under the Shanghai Cooperation Organization framework mark a significant development in the normalization of ties between the two nations, coming after the conclusion of the Ladakh disengagement framework in late 2024. The strategic context of these talks is rooted in the Galwan Valley clash of June 2020, which resulted in the loss of 20 Indian and at least 4 Chinese soldiers, marking the worst India-China military confrontation in decades. This incident led to a build-up of forces along the line of actual control, with both sides deploying over 50,000 troops in forward areas, as well as a diplomatic freeze at political and economic levels. Multiple rounds of Corps commander-level talks were held, with 21 rounds taking place at the Chushul-Moldo border meeting points, ultimately leading to friction area disengagement through phased withdrawals at key locations such as Galwan, Pangong Tso, Hot Springs, Gogra, and finally Demchok and Depsang Plains. The late 2024 framework, finalized during a meeting between Prime Minister Modi and President Xi on the sidelines of the BRICS summit in Kazan, allowed for the resumption of patrolling and created political space for graduated normalization through 2025 and 2026. This development is crucial as it signals a pragmatic re-engagement between the two nations. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, is a Eurasian intergovernmental organization, and India's decision to engage China through SCO bilateral talks on the margins of a multilateral forum, rather than direct bilateral talks, is significant. This approach provides multilateral cover for what is effectively a bilateral dialogue, acknowledges China's role in regional architecture without endorsing all SCO positions, avoids the optics of a full bilateral that could be politically sensitive domestically, and embeds India-China dialogue in a broader regional framework where Pakistan-India dynamics also play out. The reported agenda items for the SCO bilateral talks include trade normalization, border patrol coordination, cultural and people-to-people exchanges, counter-terrorism cooperation, and trans-Himalayan reverse cooperation, specifically the sharing of Brahmaputra hydrological data. These discussions are critical in fostering cooperation and understanding between the two nations. India's strategic calculation for re-engaging with China at this point is multifaceted. First, the boundary disengagement is largely complete, providing political space for normalization. Second, the Trump 2.0 reciprocal tariffs have reshaped India's external environment, making predictability with major neighbors more valuable. Third, trade and supply chain rationality dictate that Chinese intermediate goods remain critical for India's manufacturing. Fourth, the Russia-China-India triangle necessitates preserving India's strategic autonomy as Russia-China ties deepen. Lastly, BRICS expansion requires a working dialogue among member nations. It is crucial to note what India did not concede during these talks. India's posture is one of normalization without compromise on boundary settlement, which remains under the Special Representatives Mechanism. The One India policy remains intact, with Chinese sensitivities on Tibet and Taiwan acknowledged but without new concessions. India's Quad commitments are also unchanged, and investment scrutiny remains in place, with Press Note 3 restrictions on Chinese FDI in borderless sectors still applicable. The Quad-SCO balance is a defining aspect of India's post-2014 foreign policy posture, characterized by engagement with multiple coalitions without exclusive commitment. This approach allows India to navigate complex geopolitical landscapes while maintaining its strategic autonomy. Looking ahead, likely near-term steps include a Modi-11 summit, possibly on the margins of BRICS 2026 or the SCO summit 2026, a foreign minister-level dialogue between Jaishankar and Wang Yi, a special representatives meeting on boundary issues between NSA Doval and his Chinese counterpart, and border consolidation through the codification of Dimtuk Debsang patrolling under a formal agreement. In the medium term, India can expect a trade reset, with phased easing of restrictions on specific Chinese investments, tourism resumption through direct flights and visa easing, educational exchanges with Indian students returning to Chinese universities, and cultural diplomacy, potentially including a bilateral cultural year if relations stabilize. The boundary settlement architecture remains under a multi-layered framework, including the Special Representatives Mechanism, the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs, Corps Commander Talks, and Hotlines for Service-to-Service Confidence Building. In the long term, three scenarios are possible: stable normalization, where the boundary holds under the disengagement framework and trade and investment normalize selectively; periodic friction with managed de-escalation, where institutional mechanisms contain lack incidents; and renewed crisis, where a future lack standoff or strategic shock destabilizes bilateral relations. India's posture across all scenarios is characterized by strategic autonomy, military preparedness, and diplomatic engagement. Now, let us turn to the way forward. Diplomatically, India should operationalize the Special Representatives Mechanism with a defined timeline for boundary discussions, institutionalize annual Modi 11 bilaterals on summit margins, and conduct annual Foreign Office consultations at the Foreign Secretary level, alongside track to dialogues between Indian and Chinese think tanks. Economically, India should selectively ease FDI restrictions in non-sensitive sectors with a security review, correct the trade balance by reducing the current deficit of around $80 to $90 billion through Indian export expansion, and engage in supply chain selective decoupling, particularly in critical minerals, semiconductors, and telecom. Militarily, India needs to consolidate lack infrastructure, including roads, helipads, and advanced posts, prepare for information warfare by addressing PLA Strategic Support Force capabilities, and enhance Indo-Pacific deterrence through naval cooperation via the Quad and Malabar exercises. In the multilateral sphere, India should leverage its BRICS chairship in 2026 to set an agenda balancing Chinese and Western interests, join forces with China on G20 climate financing to pressure developed countries on their financing commitments, and engage in South-South cooperation, including joint India-China engagement in Africa and Latin America. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember that understanding the nuances of international relations, particularly between major nations like India and China, is crucial for the UPSC exam. The ability to analyze complex geopolitical scenarios and identify key factors influencing bilateral relations is essential for success. The significance of these developments in India-China relations cannot be overstated, as they reflect a broader shift in the geopolitical landscape of the region, with implications for global stability, economic cooperation, and the future of multilateralism.